You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines today. Gujarat Mineral Development Corporation Limited today announced that its board of directors have approved the land and resettlement and rehabilitation plan for its highest peak rated capacity and one of India's largest coal mines, Baitarani West in Odisha. The emphasis on a comprehensive land and R&R plan indicates a balanced approach towards industrial development and ensuring energy security, it said. This strategic decision spotlights GMDC's commitment to the early operationalization of the mine, highlighting its role in enhancing Odisha's industrial prosperity and also contributing towards Gujarat's energy security. After approval of the board, GMDC shall move towards the opening of the coal mine with a PRC of 15 million tons per annum in Odisha. Moving on, India and South Korea's mutual partnership continues to strengthen, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said during his visit to South Korea, highlighting the need to explore new avenues of collaboration. Jaishankar mentioned India's interest in expanding cooperation in critical and emerging technologies, semiconductors, green hydrogen, and nuclear sectors, recalling the elevation of bilateral ties to a special strategic partnership during PM Modi's visit in 2015. The minister underscored the importance of upholding this relationship. The 50th anniversary of diplomatic ties, celebrated in 2023, further highlighted the enduring bond between the two nations. Reflecting on the discussions between Prime Minister Modi and South Korean President Yoon Suk Yeol in 2023, Jaishankar expressed confidence for future collaboration. Over to the auto sector. Tata Power, one of India's largest integrated power companies and electric vehicle charging solutions providers, has achieved the milestone of having over 1,000 EV charging points in Mumbai, powered by green energy. The company says Mumbai has over 10,000 EVs and growing four-wheelers on the road. To support this growth, Tata Power is spearheading the development of an extensive EV charging infrastructure throughout the city. At present, Tata Power has over 1,000 green charging points, out of which 44 are public, 385 are in residential societies, 58 are across commercial locations such as malls, hotels, workplaces, etc., and 531 are fleet charging points. In other news, India's IIFL Finance said on Wednesday that top shareholder Fairfax India has agreed to provide up to $200 million in liquidity support to the company, days after the country's central bank barred the firm from disbursing gold loans, raising liquidity concerns among investors and lenders. "We have been long-term investors in the IIFL group of companies, and we have full trust and confidence in company's strong management team, led by Nirmal Jain and R. Venkatraman," said Prem Vatsa, chairman of Fairfax India, which holds an around 15% stake in IIFL Finance. RBI on Monday ordered IIFL Finance to stop sanctioning, disbursing and selling gold loans with immediate effect, citing material supervisory concerns in the gold loan portfolio. Meanwhile, ICRA evaluated aggregate revenues of 579 listed companies and stated that it rose by 3.7% on year during the third quarter of FY2024, enhancing margins. This, it said, was supported by sectors like airlines, hotels, automotive and FMCG due to a steady improvement in demand, especially during the festive season. The year-on-year revenue expansion was curtailed to an extent by a general decline in realization levels amid softening input costs for most of the sectors. Operating leverage benefits coupled with the easing of some input costs led to a year-on-year expansion in the operating profit margin of India Inc. by 171 bps to 17.2% in Q3 FY2024. On to technology. Realme 12 Series 5G launched in India today. The lineup is headlined by the Realme 12 Plus, which brings a fast 120Hz AMOLED display, a MediaTek Dimensity 7050, and a 50MP triple rear camera setup. The Realme 12 is a relatively more affordable phone, boasting of almost the same look and feel. 120Hz screen, a MediaTek Dimensity 6100 Plus, and a 108MP main camera. Both Realme 12 Series 5G phones run Android 14-based Realme UI 5.0 and feature IP54-rated chassis. The Realme 12 also packs Realme Capsule, iPhone's dynamic island-like notification system, and a dynamic button feature that lets you assign up to 7 long press functions to the power button. Lastly, let's find out how the share market performed today. The benchmark equity indices closed in positive territory on March 6th. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 117.75 points, or 0.53% higher, to settle at 22,474.05. while the BSE Sensex gained around 408.86 points or 0.55% to settle at 74,085.99. The broader indices closed in the red, with small cap and mid cap stocks losing the most. Bank Nifty gained 384.40 points or 0.81% to settle at 47,965.40. Among sectors, bank index up 1%, pharma and IT indices up 0.7% each. On the other hand, oil and gas, power, realty down 1% each. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.